Mimois Tiyeno. Vemele, we want it to be Tmimes. Das sein, a ganze Sheva Shabbos ist Tmimes. Und noch, achar Tisperu Sheva Shabbos ist Tmimes, kommt Shavuos. The mice, if you may ayin good in the poiskim, the emesse alle poiskim, chutz von the taz, never bring down that you have to daven mairiv late. They bring down not to make kiddush late, not to start the suda early, it's like to make kiddush late, to make the suda later. Aber mairiv alein, le mice, it's only a taz. Aber medav wissen, afilu, le mice, klal Yisrael, a mekabel the taz, and the oilam ha-machmir azei v'detaz not to daven mairiv early to makvid on the last zman in shvuas nacht to daven mairiv very late. Das ist le meiste de minik. Aber man darf gedenken as toisves yontef ken sein der reiso der rabbonon and as a chiyuv zu mekabel toisves yontef already before shkia. Und das ist nicht genstire. You daven mairiv late, aber chiyuv tosefes yontef und shvuas, but that mekabel zayn already after mincha. Now, in the Luach Eretz Yisrael, das ist nicht, dass ich noch gehe zu Bochrim, in the Luach Eretz Yisrael steht, not to light the candles also only after Nacht. Also ich steht in Luach Eretz Yisrael von Rav Tekushinsky. Also ich weiß, in der Indien zu makvid an mairiv, in Kiddush, not to light licht von yontef before Nacht. But even the Bochrim, that light licht, it's not negar to them, because if you look in the Shoyre She'inyan, it's because he says the Birkas Shechiyonu can be before Nacht. Shechiyonu, v'kiyemonu, v'giyonu lazman hazeh, Sheva Shabbos is Tmimes, nochtem lazman hazeh. Aber hazeh v'toises yontef, avadu yomikabel before, you're allowed to light candles before. So Bochrim, anyway, don't do Shechiyonu. Even Bochrim that light. And even if they do Broche, aber nicht Shechiyonu. But I wissen, even the Bochim that normally light with a broche, Lel Shavuos, you know, you never come back to your dire. Lama hoffen. But mele, it's not that they push it to make a broche. You have to know, it's time to eat. I'm saying, but if you have a shayle, you know, how much you have to eat there, if bichlal, you could make a broche. But even if you make a broche, le hadlik, Bochim don't make Shechiyonu. Only Noshi make Shechiyonu. We yoytze in Kiddush. The men yoytze Shechiyonu in Kiddush. But mele, the Bochim could light candles before Nacht. Andere Cholek, they learned that even the Noshim light. By us, the Minig is even the Noshim light before. Now, there is a Zach, in Ramosh state, and the Shaila is if it's a mistake of the world Pshat in Mishneh Brura, or there's a andere Mekoyo. A Ramosh, Paskin in Tov Tzadik Dalet, as they Paskin the Ramosh, Noyagim lishtoyach asovim b'shvuiz v'betakneses v'babatim. It's a minig to put grass in the houses, in the shuls, house and shul. And also, zecher l'simchas matin teire. Mishneh Brura learns, what's the pshat, zog the Mishneh Brura? Because there was a lot of grass in our Sinai. Ver zog es given grass? Zog the Mishneh Brura, steht in posuk, v'chol behem v'tzoin lo yiru b'hor hazeh. If it was Vistama mountain in the middle of the desert, Mechatei said the animals will want to come to Bimire. Weiss tois, when Hashem came down, the whole place full to Gishmak grass, was a tzad of behemoth will come. And they learned the Mishneh Brura pshat. The Mishneh Brura says like this. I want to read the Loshon Mishneh Brura. Noya gimlea, zeicha lesimchas matenteire shehoyu asovi. Now, chutz from to put grass all over, noya gimlea mid ilonis bebeis haknesses. It's the meaning to put trees in beis haknesses. Why? Zecher shebeatzeres nidoinim ala peres. Vehagro bitel minag ze, mishum she'ar shavuchoy ko'amim la'amid ilones b'chag shalom. The goyim was mevatalit. The goyim and the chogi also have trees. Okay, so that is very machleke. Some people say that the goyim don't have a keach to take away from us minogim. We started first, they can't start to take away from us minogim. Pastishkin chukis ha-goyim. If all the goyim will go with yamikas, we'll stop to go with yamikas. We don't stop minogim. About now is the argument, what the goyim was mevatel? He was mevatel only the trees because the goyim put in the chogi trees. Or he was mevatel, as every andre litvashenem and sachon, the ganze zach from the grass, they're not goyres. If you read good in Mishneh Brura, it's mashma, the goyim was only mevatel the mineg le'am idilones. Aber der Mishne Brura doesn't bring down no mocker to mevatel the eilike minhag to put us off it. Ich weiß, andere legt sich das nicht. I couldn't find exactly the mocker. But I know some people say, Shein Mishne Brura, the goyen was mevatel. A goyen bitte leham idilones. Ramon steht im minhag of grass. Was ist das Schirr? One grass, two grass. Ich gehe nicht da rein, wir können hier sein. Also sag noch einmal, mit der Firma, jeder Platz, dass du da Yeshiva, mit der Wache, was du Yeshiva machst. Ich darf nicht machen allein. Aber ich sag nur Stamm. Als andere Teile, in der Buche steht nur an Ramon, gehen bitte an Mina gesehen. An Mina steht in Ramon, wir darf machen. Na, der Ramon bringt es dann noch eine Sache. Es ist ein Minig zu eat, ma'acholei cholov. Es ist ein Minig zu eat Milk, ma'acholei cholov. And Shavuos. So let me go into the Seder Advorim. The Ramos Minig is given that in every meal, or at least in the first meal, but in the Shavuos, the first day, or the first meal, Mishklo, Bayoim Orishoin, you started the Suda with Milchiks, and you changed to Fleishiks. In the middle of the meal, you changed to Fleishiks. Bemele is a loche, and if you have bread that you eat with milchiks, you can't eat it with fleishiks. So you had to buy two chalas for the suda. One chalas for the milchik, and one chalas for the fleishiks. Zog the Ramor, and this is the reason we ate milchiks. Because if we eat milchiks, we'll have to change the breads. And Bemele will have two breads. Zecher l'shte alechem. So the Ramor learns the minik from to eat milchiks came, that we will have to eat milchiks, change to fleishiks, to have two breads, to have a zecher on the lechem. Chutz from the lechem, Mishnah weiss tois. As I zog, the Mishnah Brura. Now, again, soon we'll go back to the aloche. The Mishnah Brura brings down that it's, so how you do it, you eat milchiks, you wash your hands, you wash your mouth, you change the tablecloth, and you eat fleishiks. As I zog the Mishnah Brura. Ein zorich lehapsik bebirkas amosen. Elo yekaneach piv yofe viyodiach. Aber zog de sharatzion, this is only if he eats soft cheese. Aber im oichel gvino kosho, if he eats hard cheese, tzorich lehamtin sheshoes. Then he can't do it in the same meal. Zog de mishnebure sharatzion, top tzadik daled, he has to wait 6 hours. If he ate hard cheese, could be a lasagna or a pizza, he has to wait 6 hours till he eats fleishiks. We'll go back later to be masbud aloche, if everyone is knowing like that, some people are not knowing like that. We'll see what most people do. We'll see the shittas in the hemshach. But first, what's more than Mishnah Brura? If I'm a gate to your day. As in Sharatzion, im oichel gvina kosho, the Aino Mishnah Brura means what it was in his days, gvina kosho. It doesn't say what was 1,000 years ago. Mishnah Brura says, if you eat hard cheese, and I've said, what's given in Radin, the hard cheese is given in Radin. So Mishnah Brura, if you eat hard cheese, don't you can't do it in the same meal. But this bout will go zurück, where Mevar Hilchis Bosa Becholov, will go back to Mevar Pshat in the Mishnah Brura. Lemaise, some people say that even if you eat milchiks and fleishik in the same meal, you have to wait an hour or half an hour in between the milchiks and fleishiks. As they state in Zoyar, as they state in Shlo, Lemaise are minig is nishtazei, but some people are machmir in it. That even from soft milchik to fleishiks, you have to wait a half an hour to an hour. You don't do a suda one after each other. Even the people that are machmir on it, and shvuas, straight in primogodim, they could be makel just to wash them out and to eat fleishiks after it, and soft cheese. Lemaise is different minhogim. The stipler's minhag was, they ate by night milchiks and by day fleishiks. And the Iker reason is, because by day is the Iker Sudas Yontef, Simchas Yontef, Vebosor, Vedogim. Vemele, by day, they wanted to eat fleishiks. Under Taina, that it's Osur to eat one milchik a meal. Because the Din Bosor, Yontef, is a Chir, Beshabes, Yontef, to eat Bosor, Vedogim. Vemele, they, and so Lefide Ramor was not a problem. They ate milchiks and then they ate fleishiks. Vemele, the meaning is, that they eat kiddush and milchiks, mezaynes, but the both sudas they make with both of the dogim. So we have three ways. Other, they change in the middle of the meal. Other, the stipler, by night milchik, or by day fleishik, mistome, andos, amachin, fakert, but this is the best way. Other, you eat both leishik and meals, and you just take for kiddush for something you take. You eat it with milchiks. So let me var it's the rabbisel, but I want their klor, but in again, we'll go from mesuda mitchila sadvorim. We see how much we must speak, and I want to be yoytze ala shittes. I know people come from different places with different minhagim. I want to mevarer klol a little bit to yesoides if hilchos basar becholov. We'll see how much we must speak this week. Maybe later we'll be mamshich more aloches. Midoiraise is the isur lechoil basar becholov. The isur doiraise from basar becholov means basar behema cooked with milk. If it's not a basar behema, if it's not cooked with milk, midoraisa there's no isur to eat it. Midrabanan is the isur to eat even chicken with milk. Midoraisa there's no isur chicken with milk. Only meat, basar behema with milk. Midrabanan is also chicken with milk. Now midrabanan is also even if it's not cooked together, even if it's mixed together. So again, midoraisa it's cooked and meat with milk only. Midrabanan is chicken with milk, and midrabanan, even if it's not cooked, even if it's mixed together. There's another thing, even if it's not cooked together, if it's soaked together for 24 hours, it's also also midrabanan. Kovush ke mevushot. Moliach ke roiteach. Now, chutz from these aloches, midrabanan is another isur. Now when you eat fleishiks, you're not allowed to eat after it milchiks. This is Seif in Shulchan Aruch in Yeredeye. And Simen Tofa in Tes. After fleishiks, you're not allowed to eat milchiks. Ochal bosor, afilu shel chayo ve'oif, not only beheime, even in a bosor of a chicken, lo yoichal gvino achrov, you're not allowed to eat cheese after him, ad sheyishe sheshos, till he will wait 6 hours. This is the mechaber. The Ramo brings down different minhogim, an hour, 3 hours. V'yesh medakdikim sheshos achar achilas bosor, v'chein nochein lasis. So the mechaber paskins, you have to keep 6 hours, and the Ramo brings down different shittas, and he holds 6 hours. In a second, we'll explain exactly what means 6 hours. First, I want to come to the reason, because this is going to get to all the halachas that we're trying to say. Why you have to keep 6 hours after eating fleishiks? So the tur brings down two reasons. One reason is because when you eat meat, it goes in between the teeth. The tur brings down that if you eat meat, it gets stuck in your mouth in between the teeth somewhere. For 6 hours it gets stuck. Sometimes it's stuck even over 6 hours. But after 6 hours, it doesn't have a halacha of meat anymore. Maybe you'll say even after 1 hour it doesn't have a halacha of meat. Zog the tur, steht in Pasuk, ha-bosor ben shineim. Oid ha-bosor ben shineim, when they ate the slav. V'choro af Hashem bohem. So steht that the bosor ben ha-shineim hot ha-din bosor. Oid ha-bosor ben shineim. So while the basar in between the teeth has a shame basar, so b'meile for 6 hours, if you will eat milk, you'll be eating fleishiks with milchik together. Another reason is, the fat of the meat is so strong and it comes up. The taste comes up later. And b'meile, the taste mixed with the milk together. Till 6 hours. What is the nafkemin al aloche lemaise? We paskin both of the reasons are emes. The first nefkimina is, if you went and you took meat, and you chewed it, for a kid. You took meat, you remember, you don't want to be fleishiks, you spit it out. It's too late. If you chewed the meat already in your mouth, so you became fleishiks for 6 hours. Or what if you didn't chew it? You swallowed meat. Again, you're fleishiks for 6 hours, because the fat, the taste goes up, we don't know exactly what it means, but it goes up for 6 hours, and it makes you fleishiks. So say if you chew the meat, say if you swallow the meat, you become fleishiks for 6 hours. Zok the tur, we pass in both reasons, halacha lemaise. Now, legabi 6 hours is different shittas. The Shulchan Aruch states 6 hours. You have to keep 6 hours. As they should as a Shulchan Aruch. The Taz brings down 6 hours. V'chein nochoiz lasoiz. Kosav marshal. Kein roi lasoiz. Lekol mi sheyesh bo reach teure. If you have reach teure, you have to keep 6 hours. Shlomo Zalman said, if you hold yourself a benteira, you keep 6 hours. Even if you came from Germany. This is what Shlomo Zalman Alamod would say. Again, I said, so don't mention hot rabbonim. We're learning the inyonim. We chas b'sholem, nat moire, lo yigati lo yiroe. We're just saying what some people say. V'mein azegi paskin of Shlomo Zalman. Mi sheyesh bo reach teure. For the ladies, of Shlomo Zalman said, you have to know. Toiv sheloitino, mi shetino veloitekayim, he would say. The noshim, the whole time they're in the kitchen, sometimes it's hard for them to keep 6 hours. But mi sheyesh bereach teira anyway doesn't see food from 6 hours to 6 hours. So what is the ganze problem of Shlomo Zalman gesagt? Aber as they state, mi sheyesh bereach teira keeps 6 hours. Now what 6 hours mean is 3 shittas in 6 hours. The pashtas advarim 6 hours means 6 circle hours. 6 hours times 60 minutes. B'shem al-adat poiskim, they bring down that mi'ikar adin, 5 hours in a minute would be enough. The same mechan loshen ha-me'iri, kemin chomei shesh shoes. A lot of times, b'shas ha-tchak, you mitzaref that shita. I was mekabel from Reb Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, this is the minik by us, we keep 5 and a half in a minute. 5:31. Why? Loshen ha-rambam, kemin shesh shoes. It means Roiv Shei Shoes. Roiv Shei Shoes is 5 and 31. You have to know again, if someone was makpid alamol for 6, could be he can't change without machana toras nedorim. Because again, if we be no shita for 6 hours, it's a minak toras, nidrish goges. Aber sido is a shita. It's not mufka that shita. But if someone doesn't have a shita, so again, this is the shita murvachas. But Rabbi Yashiv holds again, Me'ikar Adin could have been 5 hours in a minute. But Shlomo Zalman holds five and a half in a bit. Again, if Me'en Tzogin, if someone Lama Zogin is a Yeke, and he wants it, they have a minute to keep 3 hours. And he says, look, Reach Teira, I want to keep. So you could take on 5 and a half in a bit. You don't have to take on the ganze 6. Now, but we have one nafkemina, yes. What would be if someone, Lemoshul, came to the kitchen and was a fleishike soup and he took it to taste in his mouth and he remembered he doesn't want to be fleishiks. Tonight he's going to eat somewhere else shvuah, it'll be a milchike meal. If he spits it out, he doesn't become fleishiks. Again, if he didn't swallow and he didn't chew, he just taste, put it in his mouth and miyadi took it out, he doesn't become fleishiks. If he chewed, it's really too late. But if you just put it in the mouth and he remembers, oh, I'm invited to a milchik esuda, he just spits it out. As I zok d'oruch ha-shulchan. Now, what would be if someone is mesupik if 6 hours passed? He's not sure. So, in Darki Tshuve, in Ma'adon ha-shulchan, in Shevis ha-kehosif, the bells are dying, they say it's okay. If you mesupik in 6 hours, it's okay. It's less from a sofik de rabbanon, and you're allowed to eat it. But the sefer Yad Yehuda, it's a choshev sefer on Yeredeye, and Zer HaShulchan, they say it's also. And sefer Badei HaShulchan, this is always genomen take, that if you could find out, you have to mevar, besofik, you're not soymech. Kol eche de'ike levrure, loy makilinen besofik. But if you can find out, if 6 hours passed, he says, if you ate chicken, b'meile, you could be meikel. If you ate meat, only if you really have to, you could be meikel. And it's a chiddush, because the chazanish gezogt alemol, not to use the tziruf of chicken. We were brought up, even though we said, dosi d'araisa, dosi d'rabbanon, fleishiks is fleishiks. We don't start in the kitchen. No, 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 chicken. The halacha is fleishiks is fleishiks. But mada shulchan itayin is gabi 6 hours. If you misupik if it's a 6 hours, if it's chicken and you can't find out, yesh lehokit. Now let me gain weiter. This is very negeh. This negeh for ganze leben. So I wanted to be klar. We're speaking out to Ashkenazim. To Sfarim, it's a bissel leichter. But we'll speak the ikar halacha lefi shita saramo. That's the shita for the Ashkenazim. The halacha is like this. Someone cooked in a fleishi kepat. Lama zogin, he cooked lokshins. Clean fleishi kepat, he cooked lokshins. If he eats these lokshins, he doesn't become fleishiks. He's allowed to eat right away after it, milchiks. That's the poshte halacha. Now, the shaila is, he's allowed to eat these lokshins with cheese or not? He cooked in a fleishi kepat lokshin. He wants to eat them with cheese. He's allowed to eat it with cheese or not. So the halacha is like this. If the fleishi kepat was used in the last 24 hours, he's not allowed to eat it with cheese. If the fleishi kepat was not used in the last 24 hours and it's clean, you're allowed to eat it with cheese. Again, if you cook lokshin in a fleishi kepat, if the pat was used in the last 24 hours, you're not allowed to eat it with cheese. If it was not used in the last 24 hours, you're allowed to eat it with cheese. But, that's a big but, even that we said that if the pat was not used in the last 24 hours, you're allowed to eat it with cheese, but you're not allowed to cook in a fleishike pat, even that was not used in 24 hours, lokshin al das to eat it with cheese. Are they paskin ale poiskin? Dainu, if it was cooked in a fleishi kepat, you're allowed to eat it with cheese. But lekatchile to do it, it's like mevatlim isu lekatchile, and you're not allowed to do it. Someone that doesn't have different parts is fashidin ashitis, or geit nishtarayin to them. It's a lot of time a nafkemine could be, someone wants to make a cake, and he wants to serve it with coffee. But he only has a fleishi kepat. He's not allowed to do it, because he's planning to eat it with milk. Now, after milchik, a person wants to eat fleishiks. I'm only saying over that mevisen the aloche, and not to mention the minhagim from yeder kehila and klal Israel. The aloche is if someone drank milk, he washes his mouth and he's allowed to eat fleishiks. We said, if you ate like a whole milchik meal, so you have to wash your mouth. And we said, like a tchile, to wait a half an hour in the bench. Only in Shavuos, we said, we make it that you could eat straight right away. During the year, al pi zoyar is the Indian to wait a half an hour in between the milchik meal to the fleishik meal and to bench. Kum de ramo, and simen peites, v'yesh machmirim afilu bebosor achar gvina. After you ate cheese, you're not allowed to eat meat for 6 hours. V'chein noyagim shekol she'agvino kosho ein oichlim achareo afilu bosor oif k'moy begvina achar bosor v'yesh makilim mi'u toiv lehachmir. And we pass him, daf machmir zayin. As they pass him la'aloche. So the Ramo pass him, after cheese, you're not allowed to eat fleishiks. After hard cheese. Now, why, lefi dat, lama machin das, what is cheese? Cheese could be hard cheese. Yeah? What you call it, yellow cheese, but in America it comes in 108. Das heißt cheese, yellow cheese. And pizza is made from yellow cheese. Lasagna is made from yellow cheese. When I don't remember, all different kinds, all these kind of zachen. After these things, you're not allowed to eat fleishiks for 6 hours. And the Maisa will see soon a lot of poiskim. As they are noyeg. By a lot of people, this is the way in my house, as I was brought up, you never, no one eats after cheese. You don't, you do ashed in Ramah, 6 hours. So don't mention a noyeg nisht, as they. But before, soon we'll go to the minhagim. But first, lamevar, it's a seif in Ramah. Everyone has to keep the Ramah. We'll have to see soon. Maybe some people will say that our cheese is not exactly the same cheese. And we'll see some cheeses, yes, have your list from Tnuba. Some cheeses are the same, some people don't know. Some cheeses are 6 hours, some cheeses are not. We'll see in the Shittas. But first to know, was steht in the Ramo. Why you have to keep after cheese 6 hours till you eat meat? So the Maisa, we found in the Poiskim two reasons. The Tazokt, the cheese doesn't get stuck in the teeth. And even if it gets, Abostor ben Shineim steht. Steht nicht a Gvino ben Shineim. A Gvino is in the mouth, it's bottom. Zokta, when you eat yellow cheese, you feel after it that it comes up. Everyone could see it when he eats a pizza. That's one of the rayas that doesn't have the yellow cheese. That's, oh, when you eat cheese, you feel it. He says, when you eat after it, when ear comes into your mouth, you feel it from cheese. Mamish like meat. So the zelbe zachen, meat you have to keep 6 hours, and cheese you have to keep 6 hours. In the Torah's chatos from the Ramos state, yellow cheese is hard, it gets stuck inside the teeth like basal. It gets stuck. And while it gets stuck in between the teeth, for mele you have to keep 6 hours. Now, Rabbi Yashiv halt, so they asked Rabbi Yashiv a shayle, a pizza, you have to wait 6 hours after a pizza or not? What is the shayle? Shaitin Ramo, you have to. But the shayle said, but when you put the pizza in the oven, the cheese becomes soft and loose, so maybe it's not like a hard cheese. So Rabbi Yashiv answered him, maybe you're right, that the reason that it gets stuck in between the teeth is not shayach, but the reason that the taste comes up and it's heavy and it's sharp and it comes up later back like meat, avada shayach. So mainly you have to keep 6 hours after the pizza, like after the meat. This is Rabbi Yashiv's shit. Pisra aloche chelik aleph brings it down b'shmoy. Sefer HaKashres and Sefer Pnine Amoy chelik gimel is brought down b'shem Rabbi Yashiv. Rabbi Shlomo Zalman Auerbach is different stiras, but Rabbi Shlomo Zalman Auerbach himself, this we know from the Einik Lach, for sure kept 6 hours after cheese. Shmir Shabbos Gil Chosse told me that Rabbi Shlomo Zalman told him to tell everyone that you have to keep 6 hours after cheese. In Pnine Amoyr Chele Gimel, he asked him, you have to keep 6 hours after cheese? Because the cheese today is not done in the same way. And I explained the Shaila. He asked him, Amol, in the Taz state, why you have to keep 6 hours after cheese? Zog the Taz, because it takes 6 months till you process the cheese, and the cheese has bugs inside, Tiloim, so the main it becomes very hard and very heavy. Our cheese today is not the same kind of cheese. The main has no reason to keep 6 hours. We have to mark them. You see the Taz inside. The Taz is not, what is hard cheese? What makes a cheese to be hard? It's like the Taz, if it's 6 months sitting in the place, and it has has bugs inside, without 6 months, so it's a real odor, it's inside in the animal, they use the inside of the animal, and they use it to make the cheese to be strong. Bastam yellow cheese is not the same. So Shmuel Zalman writes down in the letter, you have to keep 6 hours after the cheese, because the chemicals today bring it to the same massive what amol you have to have in 6 months. Just they have technique that makes it quicker. But this is the same process of what amol given in 6 months. And a different nusach he told the Shmir Shabbos Kil Chosa is all different kind of cheeses today. I'll show you soon. And some of them are 6 months. If you tell someone today that cheeses are 6 months, they tell you today cheeses are not 6 months. I have a letter from Tznuva that they have these keter ones that you buy in little packages. Sometimes it takes 6 months, they leave it till they send it out. Even today. So Zaman said, you can't know what is 6 months, what is not 6 months. Bemele, loy pluk, you have to keep 6 months. It's given them all a maise, bochim and kulteire, ate pizza Shabbos afternoon, Friday afternoon, and then they didn't know, they came to yeshiva, they didn't tell them they can't eat Suda Shabbos. Shazama said, for this time we could be making it to you. So you have to know, alamol, you know, someone had a mistake before. Aber meikar adin, Shlomo Zalman holds that midaf machmir zayin not to eat. The zelbe zach Dayan Weiss also was machmir. Dayan Weiss was machmir all of the cheeses to keep 6 hours after the cheeses. Not only that, Diane Weiss was machbir on himself. They have these triangle cheese. They're white, like the Switzerland cheese, that are soft, but they come like in a triangle as a little silver cover. Inside are pieces from cheese that was ready for 6 months. This is the way they do it. So even though it's soft, Diane Weiss was machmir on himself to keep 6 hours after eating this cheese. That's already a chumri yaseir. I'm asking it's a chumri yaseir. But Diane Weiss was machmir even in this cheese to keep 6 hours. And the Zelda Zach, the Moshe Sternbuch has a long tshuva and tshuva svanoges. This is mitzad echot. And as in Eretz Yisrael, a big part of Klal Eretz Yisrael are makpid not to eat fleishiks after cheese and all these pizzas for 6 hours. In America, some people are noyeg fakert. It's giboit avos, is a maise from Rebaran that a bochik, Rebaran invited a bochik to eat in his house. I forgot the name, it's brought down with all the protein. Rabban invited a bocher to eat in his house, Lel Shabbos. And the bocher said, I'm sorry, I ate pizza an hour ago. So Rabban told him, so? He said, what do you mean? Shtei din shechalos. After cheese, you keep 6 hours. So Rabban told him, our cheeses, even if there will be a lot of months, they're not like the old cheeses. A bocher told me last year, he went to a lady that has a farm. An old lady that had a Amola farm. And he asked her how they made it the cheese then. And she told him, and this was, I tell you, in the Lashon for Rebaran, that after they made the cheese, it was so hard like a piece of wood. He had to scrape it. This was a hard cheese. And the Lashon was brought down there. Rebaran told him, in the old days, for a hard cheese, you needed a grater to grate it. Das heißt hard cheese. Unsere hard cheese heißt nicht kein hard cheese. And for sure they say the American cheese that is very soft, das ist bichlal nicht kein Scheich, it's hard cheese. It's soft cheese, and they put it in slices. Just they make it, the pizza's out, yellow, white, and they put it in slices. Aber das nicht kein hard cheese. Hard cheese is a hard cheese that you have to have a grater, so if I want to mevare sein mamish, a grater to break it to pieces. This is the way to do it. Also, as a Yid in America, I heard from different people, but a Yid in Switzerland, Diane Levy, Rabbi Daniel Levy, he was a half a year, he made shimush by Rabbi Moshe, and Rabbi Moshe told him that an hard cheese is a hastishken hard cheese. Das is nishken hard cheese. The amol, but you have to grate with a grater, das is given hard cheese. Other, he said, a Schweizer case. These ones, or they have kind of cheeses that you see like holes inside, very hard. These are the really hard cheeses. But our hard cheeses, Hesishkin hard cheese. For me, and this cheese, you don't have to keep 6 hours. Rav Osner says, without machmir sein. Now, Rebbe Eliashiv time is another time then. Maybe I'll make a seder shtickle. We have first the argument. Shlomo Zalman comes and says, our cheeses, with technique, we do in 5 minutes what they did in 6 months. It's hard cheese. Some people say, our cheese are not 6 months. And we have the Nusach from Rebaran, that even if it will be 6 months, this is not the real hard cheese. So again, so we have three kinds of cheeses. We have a normal cheese, Shlomo Zalman Erbach says, also. We have another cheese, our cheese, if it will be on the shelf for 6 months. Lamezog in Tnuva makes it for 6 months. Then, Kimat Ale Poiskim already asked her. But Reb Moshe says, even this is Mutter, because it's not the old cheese. Reb Eliashiv, Tainas, we said, Machloi Plugaza and our technique. Reb Eliashiv Tainas, that if the cheese is on the shelf in the freeze, it also counts up for 6 months. You count the shelf life, what do you call it, you count it. Now, from the time that it's made, even if it's in the, with all the things that have reserves that keep it, Aber he says, the Metzius is, why after the amount of time they tell you you can't use it? Because something happens to it. Eventually it gets spoiled somewhere. You don't use the cheese from 20 years ago. So he says, Vaistai, something is happening inside. It makes it more cheesedik. The mele violet makes it more cheese. The mele, dear for sure you have to be machmer. Sekunda is azay. You have different kind of cheeses. I'm not telling people to mishana the minig, you know, gdoyle oilam, we have gdoyle oilam from both sides. Again, a person that doesn't have a rebbe, I mean, a vissen take, after kedai to be machmir zayin. But I'm saying we have to know when to be makel. Now, you know, some people are machmir alamol and some people are makel alamol. But in a lot of cheeses, I'm saying like the Israeli cheeses, a lot of the Israeli cheeses are over 6 months. Or some of them are really hard. Or some of them are use different parts that are hard. I'm saying, in the American cheese is leichter to be makel. And the Israeli cheese is harder to be makel. But again, that after cheese you wait 6 hours. You could say, we don't have that cheese. But everyone is knowing the aloche that after cheese we wait 6 hours. Not only after basal. We'll do one more aloche. In basal becholov, the aloche is like this. If someone cooks something fleishiks in a pot, so we said after the pot is clean and he cooks something else in the pot, the mushroom he cooks lokshin, so if it's inside in 24 hours, you're not allowed to eat them with milk, but you don't become fleishiks. After 24 hours, you're allowed to eat it with milk. You're not allowed to do it like a trile, but if you did it already, if it was cooked, and now you decide to do it with milk, you're allowed to eat it with milk like a trile. Maybe I'll be masber. You're allowed to eat it like a trile with milk. You're not allowed to like a trile cook lokshin al das to eat them with milk. What is the difference inside in 24 hours and after 24 hours? The difference is like this. In 24 hours, we say, the tam basor goes into the lokshin. It's only tam basal, it doesn't make you fleishiks, but it's tam basal. After 24 hours, it's no more tam basal. Why? It's noisen tam livgam. Chazal say, after 24 hours, it's noisen tam livgam. Sida aloche from Dabor Chorif, we didn't speak today, Lu Yitzur, it's very sharp, it's different aloches. But on Dabor Chorif. So after 24 hours, it's noisen tam livgam. This is the reason to the following aloche. If someone has a fleishike pot, he's doing a chant, and he put inside in a mistake a milchike spoon. If sido azazach, could be it doesn't exist a milchike spoon. Aber lama zogin, he has a milchike spoon. We have to know what is a milchike spoon. How the spoon becomes milchiks. If he ate cold cheese with it, doesn't make it milchiks. Aber lama zogin, he doesn't know. He has a milchike spoon, he put it into his chant. So he calls up to ask a shayla, it's treif or it's not treif? But again, you have to remember klor. If you don't remember, not to pass in chas v'sholem to eat treifus. So if that spoon was not used in the last 24 hours for hot or sharp milk, he just ate cereal in the morning or something, but it was not used for the last 24 hours. It could be it was soaking in milk, you know, if you left it in the cereal plate for over 24 hours, so it's kilo cooked, it's soaking inside the milk. But if it was not used for the last 24 hours for milk, for hot milk, then the chunt is okay. You're allowed to eat like a tchile the chunt. Because the spoon is noisen tam livgam, the chunt is mutter like a tchile. The spoon needs to be kasher. Because the spoon now swallowed chunt inside, and now what you will eat with it? Chant, you can eat. Because the katchile, must be in a second. So no, the chant is mutter, and the spoon is also. So someone will come and ask, if the chant is mutter, so the katchile, if I don't have a spoon, I can mix it with a milchike spoon? Why not? Why not? If the chant anyway will be mutter, if I will mix it with a milchike spoon, so maybe the katchile I will mix it with a milchike spoon. der Teretz ist Osu mit der Rabbonon, Gzere Otu ben Yoimoi. Chazal oskiert, that in a mistake, you will use a spoon from ben Yoimoi, so Gzere Otu ben Yoimoi, Chazal said not to use the spoon. So Gzere Otu ben Yoimoi. Gzere der Rabbonon Otu ben Yoimoi. We'll stop here.